G'day everyone, it's Ian here, on the 13th of April, 2015, just heading down to the river to go for a bit of a stroll, to clear my head a little bit, not that it's that fogged up, because I've had a really good day, which I want to share with you. Had the day off work today, to stay home, because you see, today is the first day of me having a regular one day a week off. From now on, I'm working four-day weeks, and this is the start of it. And it was wonderful, but I had to be very prepared for it. And did I achieve everything I wanted to achieve? Well, I suppose so, because I didn't actually have everything planned that I needed to achieve today. But I achieved some good things, and that's what's the priority at the moment. I've mentioned a few times on these audio boo little diatribes of mine that I want to shake my life up this year. That's what it's about. I've been sneaking up on it. And I'm not going to push it too hard, and I'm not going to give myself silly deadlines. I'm really pretty casual about no deadlines at all. But I know that I need to sort of, you know, have some ideas. And today was one of those. I have worked out my strategy, so it has to be Monday. It can't be any other day of the week that I take off. I've also worked out that I need to have a set of tasks on Sunday night planned so that I can hit the ground running. I've also learnt that I need to get up at the same time as I normally do, because to start changing my rise time because of this is just going to upset the apple cart. So I'm still getting up at stupid o'clock at 4:30, and that's okay. That's very okay, because I'm in the mood, in the routine of doing that, so I'm happy to keep that, and it gets me underway early for the day, and I get to basically do a variation on my morning ritual, which is always I get up, have a cup of tea and a coffee, and instead of jumping on the bike, I go to the gym. And then I get myself home and have a shower, quick meditate, and breakfast, and I'm into it. I need to sort of hone those skills, my timing, but I started maybe half an hour later than I would have ideally liked to. So, you know, we'll improve that as time goes by. Like I said, I'm not going to beat myself up about this stuff. And I settled into the day, and I was really very pleased with how the first couple of hours went. And I then started doing some editing. Now, the reason being is I want to kickstart my podcast again. Here on Audio Boo, you actually don't know a lot about my podcasting, which was wrapping up basically when I got onto Audio Boo seriously. I got onto Audio Boo seriously. I'd been on it for years, but seriously it was 2012 when I was wandering around the streets of Berlin. I know for a fact that Bernie discovered me around then. That's Bernie Goldbach, as we all know. Top gold on all good social networks. He discovered me as I was walking around the streets of Berlin. And that was right at the last dying days of my podcasting experience, because that's where I was having one last shot at the title to try and make something happen that would be interesting enough to make things happen for me and generate some income. Didn't happen, did it? So I ended up in the dire situations, as I think I've mentioned a few times, and I've been playing catch up for these last 3 years. But I've been wanting to come back to my podcast, but I've been just trying to work out how to do that, and that's what this first part of the year has been about, trying to work out how I was going to reactivate those podcasts. And I've got a bit of an idea now, and if you want to know more about it, I'm going to suggest you come over and listen to one of the podcasts. I'll tell you about that when I publish it. I haven't published it yet, but I did record it today, and I had a great deal of fun setting it up. I did this introduction for it. I sort of got carried away, and I was downloading bits of audio and effects and mixing them in, and music, and trying to make be creative. I want to do more of that. I want to try and get good at editing and good at creating atmospheres and And one of the things I did many years ago, when I first started UAP, two years ago, is we had a big box that was a huge room that they built. It was empty. So I actually recorded myself in there with the natural reverb of that room, yelling out for exactly what I used it for today. And it worked quite well. Well, I think so anyway. So I spent a fair bit of time doing that, and then I recorded what I call my podcast. I've a couple of podcasts, but this podcast is called Your Story, where I sit down with people and have a conversation with them about their lives, and they tell me the interesting, fun things that they've been up to. Long-form conversations. But I also did addendum shows, which was the background stories, things that I was up to, much like we do here on Audioboo. Well, today I recorded an addendum episode to fill the people who listen to my podcast in on what's been happening these last 3 years. You know the stories because you've been part of the community and you've been listening to me babble on. So you know what's been happening in my life, but the people who aren't on Audioboo don't necessarily know. So I wanted to bring them up to speed about what's had been happening. And I also wanted to mention my strategy for what I want to do over the rest of my life, basically. And that's what I recorded this afternoon, and it's basically done and dusted. I just now need to write the blog post that goes with it, upload it, and punch it out into the ether. Hope I can remember how to do all that. It's been so long. But also what I want to do in parallel with it, basically, so that it goes out at the same time into my feed, is a podcast episode about a friend who is part of the Tango community, who's got a bit of an interesting story. And I want to tell that story, and I'll tell you about it when I publish it. But what's rather poignant about it, he's an older gentleman, he died on Saturday. So I've been sitting on this audio for nearly 3 years since I recorded it, and he's just passed away. So it's going to be a posthumous episode, and I'll mention that probably in the introduction or the outro. I still want to publish it because it's an interesting story and I've got it. So that podcast episode has been sitting in my files for a very long time. It's virtually finished. I think I've even got the music mixed in. I just need to basically do my little intro and publish it. I've even written the blog post, I think, from memory with all the images. So it's ready to go. But I want to publish both of those basically at the same time so that they go into the feed. So there's one show, the real content, and a bit of a backstory. So today's been a very good day, a very good day, having sort of settled back into it a little bit. And over on my other site, my other podcast, Your Story... No, it's my other site. That's the first one I was telling you about. My other site is createyourlifestory.com. I need to go and do some work over there on that and start creating some content for that. That's probably next Monday's work for me. I can still play a little bit. I can tinker in the evenings, but as I've mentioned to you, I'm normally so tired after I finish work that I just don't have the juice for it. But I will have a little bit, particularly tomorrow, Tuesday. I'll have a little bit of juice before I start to flag later in the week. Great day. And I went out just briefly during the day and got a haircut as well. New barber, Johnny. Johnny's opened this new barber shop in town. I don't go to hairdressers. I don't like hairdressers. I like barbers, people who understand men's hair. So new barber shop's opened in town. So I tried him out, and a young fella, 25-year-old, so gave him some patronage and he gave me a pretty awesome haircut. For an old fella that I am. So all up, a very good day. It is so, so friggin' good to be moving this sucker along. In time, things will happen. Bye for now, everyone. Cheers.